This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Chris Salcedo.
Regardless of the facts, every single time there's a police-involved shooting, there's going to be a riot. Guarantee you there's going to be a riot. And what's the impetus behind the riot? Well, this is what we're told by the Democrat Party's Black Lives Matter folks. The impetus behind the riot is there's racism out there, man. There's racism. excuse me. The man who shot the North Carolina black man was a black police officer. Yeah, but the only color that matters there, man, is blue. I heard that yesterday from one of these nutcases. That's the only color I care about, man, is blue. He's blue. So, what are you protesting again? Law and order? Is that what you're protesting? I'm sorry, you're not protesting, you're rioting. There's no protesting. You don't loot stores and call it a protest. You don't steal and call it a protest. You don't light things on fire and call it a protest. You don't ruin another black man, another Hispanic man, another white man's property, completely innocent of anything that was happening, whether it was right or wrong or indifferent. You don't do that and call yourself a protester. You're not a protester. You're a thug. You are a thug. End of story. And I'll have words with anybody else that wants to take issue with that. Call up this program. 888-933-93 and explain to me how looting, burning, destroying advances race relations in this country. Just go ahead and do that for me, will you please? Lots of news. We're going to find out later today. And you know what, Brittany, I'm going to ask you to keep an eye on, at least one eye on the news, because we're supposed to find out sometime today. The North Carolina case, whether it was a gun that he had in his hand or a book in his hand. Judging by the people with an agenda here, I'm going to tend to side with the cops. Black chief, black police officer saying the guy had a gun, for crying out loud. We recovered the gun. We've got the video. We're going to show the video to the family today. You know, this is, and I don't want to say this definitively, but this is starting to smell more and more like Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. Never happened. North Carolina, he was just carrying a book, man. Never happened. It has a potential. This is how it feels, that there was a narrative that took place to justify the looting and all the aforementioned chaos. It's just, it feels that way. I don't know it definitively yet. We won't know until probably the end of the day. But Brittany, if it does come across, I want to go with it right away, okay? So there's that. Also up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the case up that way. We had a call right here on this program yesterday. It was Sherry, right? Yeah, it was Sherry that called up. And as a matter of fact, I made sure to pass it on to the other Salcedo shows about how the Reverend Al Sharpton is in town. That, of course, that can only spell more riots, more ginning up of violence when he hits town. But they're closing down municipal services inside of Tulsa because they're expecting what's going on in Charlotte. You know what, you folks in Tulsa, I don't want you to let down your guard, but George Soros has all of his money sunk down into what's going on in North Carolina. You might be off the hook until George Soros turns his attention to you and sends his paid thugs over to your neighborhood. But at any rate, we found out yesterday from someone who's on the ground in Tulsa that the individual who was in this alleged stalled out SUV on the highway, the reason why the cops were there is they were called there because a motorist, a female motorist is what, according to Sherry, pulled over and tried to aid this stranded motorist. And for some reason, she felt compelled to call the cops. And they felt compelled to show up there thinking there was danger. So there must have been some, we don't know all this stuff yet. This is why you wait for an investigation to make a determination. Of course, Mrs. Clinton doesn't wait for an investigation. She needs votes now because the early voting has already started. So she's going to go get out there and she's going to throw this white female police officer under the bus, claim that she's a racist, ruin her reputation. All you white females out there, understand, if Hillary Clinton needs something, you're going to be the first to suffer if you stand in her way. This white female police officer in Tulsa is finding that out. The Democrat Party will throw you under the bus. Champion of women, the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'll share with you before we go to break here. I walked in last night. I was picking up my little girl from, she was at a youth group, a religious youth group. Picked her up, walked in, and my father-in-law was with us last night. And he's watching the chaos unfold, Obama's America unfold on the TV screen. And the shaking of the head and the slouched body language said everything that I needed to see. That this is not how it's supposed to be. This is left wingers' vision for America. Terrorist attacks and riots in our streets. That's what you get when you vote Democrat. But it's not the way it's supposed to be. And I that struck me as I watched my country rip itself apart again because Democrats need votes.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.